For our reading this morning, I've chosen two poems to honor two events that happened on December 1st in different years. A lot happened on December 1st, I discovered. The first one happened on December 1st, 1955, and the poem is entitled, Go to the Back, Rosa Parks. Go to the back of the bus, Rosa Parks. Go to the back and stay. No, I won't. I think it's unfair. And I'm just too tired today. But everyone knows the rules, Rosa Parks. Everyone knows if you're black. You can't eat at white restaurants and on buses. You sit in the back. So now it's time to move, Rosa Parks. No, I'm not moving at all. I've got a voice and I'm going to use it. And thousands will hear the call. We're coming to sit with you, Rosa Parks, people black and white did say. We're coming to change America and bring equality here to stay. The second event that is now on December 1st began in 1988, 36 years ago. It is now World AIDS Day today. And I have a poem from a man who died of AIDS. His name is Melvin Dixon. He lived from 1950 to 1992, and it's entitled Heartbeats. Work out 10 laps, chin-ups, look good, steam room, dress warm, call home, fresh air. Eat right, rest well, sweetheart, safe sex, sore throat, long flu, hard nodes, beware. Test blood, count cells, reds thin, whites low, dress warm, eat well, short breath, fatigue. Night sweats, dry cough, loose stools, weight loss. Get mad, fight back, call home, rest well. Don't cry, take charge, no sex, eat right, call home, talk slow, chin up, no air. Arms wide, nodes hard, cough dry, hold on. Mouth wide, drink this, breathe in, breathe out. No air, breathe in, breathe in, no air. Blackout, white rooms, head hot, feet cold. No work, eat right, CAT scan, chin up, breathe in, breathe out, no air, no air. Thin blood, sore lungs, mouth dry, mind gone. 6 months, 3 weeks, can't eat. No air. Today, tonight, it waits for me. Sweetheart, don't stop. Breathe in, breathe out. May we remember all of those today who died of AIDS and those who lived and are still living with this disease today. So now on a lighter note. When I was young, my older cousin got contact lenses, and I wanted them so badly that I pestered my mother for 2 years until my 15th birthday when she finally relented and got me contacts for the first time. I was elated. I didn't have to wear glasses any longer. I could go to school with my contact lenses in my eyes. and no one would know. So as the weeks and months went by, I wore them daily and went to the eye doctor for regular checkups to make sure all was well. One day, my doctor watched me put them in and take them out and asked, "So, which one do you put in first?" And I said, "My right eye." Then he asked, "Which one do you take out first?" And I said, "My left eye." And he asked, "Why do you do it that way?" And I said, "I don't know. That's just the way I do it." So we left it at that, and I didn't think much of it, and went on with my way through the years wearing my contact lenses, which I loved very much. Fast forward a few decades, and one day I was taking out my contacts, and it hit me. I finally figured out why I didn't take out and put in the same eye every day. I looked down and saw my contact lens case. And when I took out the left eye lens and put it in the case, I then twisted the case around to put in the right eye in its side of the case. For decades, I had been taking out my lenses and moving the case around to accommodate the next one, so that the next day the right eye lens would be on the side where I put it in first. I had been completely unaware for decades, mind you, for decades, that I was doing this. That day when I realized this, I had to laugh and I kind of amazed myself. I had not been present to this habit for decades. I just did it and didn't pay attention. It may seem like a small gesture, a little thing that doesn't really matter. I get my contacts in every day without issue. What it did for my consciousness, though, was phenomenal. It caused me to think about what I do on a daily basis that is rote or unbeknownst to me, that has become such a habit that it is truly unnoticeable. I began to notice more things in my life. What was I doing because I've always done it that way? Or what was I doing with purpose, with presence, with intention? Presence is not something we really talk about in our culture. I believe clergy do. Some philosophers, theologians, or poets maybe. But it's generally not a topic of conversation. During meditation sessions and yoga sessions, I will hear the leader speak of being present. Teachers ask it of students all the time. In our daily lives, however, do we have anything that will remind us or prompt us to live in the present moment? My cat and dog do. They only live in the present moment. Oh, that I could live as they do. So what are the benefits of living in the present moment? Is that a portion of what we believe presence is in our lives? I have been told that mindfulness is the act of being in the moment, living and focusing on what is happening right now, not what happened in the past or what could happen in the future. There really is joy in living in the moment. A couple days ago, I went to feed a friend's cats and then to the post office to mail a letter. In leaving my friend's house and driving towards the post office, there was a letter carrier stopped at the curb, and she was walking towards her door. I stopped and rolled down the window and asked her, "Hi, can you take this letter for me?" "Of course," she said, and I handed it to her and drove away. And I was smiling and happy, and I realized later I had been living fully in the moment. I was thrilled. I didn't have another errand to run, and that simple act just made my day. There was something about taking a moment that the universe offered me. I hadn't planned on running into a mail carrier, and when I did, I took advantage of that moment and her kindness. I guess she could have said no, but she didn't. I could have not even noticed that she was there. I could have driven past and just gone to the post office myself. None of those things happened. What did happen was me being grateful for that moment, feeling like I captured a flash of serendipity that to someone else may not have mattered, but to me it gave me great joy. I think that's what living in the moment feels like. And there are other times where living in the moment aren't joyful. In fact, are either frustrating or infuriating. Those are the moments when it's so difficult to maintain any sense of presence, any sense of calmness with all that is going on around us. There is a quote from a wonderful man who passed away 2 years ago, Thich Nhat Hanh. Quote, "If you are ruminating about the past or worrying about the future, you will completely miss the experience. The past is finished. Learn from it and let go. The future is not even here yet. Plan for it, but do not waste your time worrying about it. Worrying is worthless. When you stop ruminating about what has already happened, when you stop worrying about what might never happen, then you will be in the present moment. Then you will begin to experience joy in life." Unquote. Our world is experiencing this right now, I think. So many people are worried about what will happen in this new administration. Worried that World War III will break out. Worried that so many people will be in danger. Being present does not mean we stick our heads in the sand. It does mean that we need to live in the present moment, feel what is happening right now, and not project what we think we may know what will happen. Most of the time when we think something is going to happen, it rarely does. I've noticed when I am projecting into the future, I become more anxious, more unsettled, and cannot then enjoy the present. I was at a retreat a little while back where I sat in on a workshop, and the instructor taught us how to create calm and rest in our bodies by doing one simple thing. We can try it here this morning. She stated that this technique calms down the mind and the nervous system and changes our brains in the moment about how we are thinking and feeling. It's very simple. You can do it with your hands or your feet. Since we are all sitting down, first take your left foot and calmly tap it on the ground. Tap 3 or 4 or more times, and then stop. Now let's try it with your right foot. Tap your right foot, and then stop. Not quite so fast. Sorry, I lost my place. Now let's try it with our hands. Take your right hand and just shake it a little bit. Then take your left hand and shake it a little bit. She offered that we can do this a few times until we feel more calm. Her reasoning suggested that the movement of switching from one side to the other quiets the brain and quiets our gut reaction and nervous system. I've done this and seen myself have a quieter response deep within myself. I don't remember all the explanations she gave on how effective this is and how it works, but I have noticed that when I do this exercise with my hands or my feet, I do have a calmness that I didn't have before. It could be a great way to center oneself and regain that calmness in certain situations where we don't feel calm. I don't remember the physical and psychological results, but she swears by it, and I've found that it's helpful. So as the little mole learned that what we see as dark changes, and we again see the light and beautiful colors with the metamorphosis of living things, so too can presence do that for us. We are in charge of our own minds. No one can take that away. To be present in as many moments as we can will only bring us more joy in our lives. So when things look dark, remember all the colors and the light that is there also. As they say, it's only darkest before the dawn. May presence bring light into each of our lives. I leave you with this quote I discovered called Prayer for Presence by Steve Garnas Holmes. Loving One, free me from my self-enclosure to trust I am fully loved and heard, so I can love and hear others. Help me to be fully present, to be aware of myself, my reactions, my wounds and fears and filters, and to mindfully, lightly hold them aside so I can be fully present for others. Truly listening, opening a space in me for them to be safe, to be true, to be free. May I be a spacious and welcoming presence to offer people the precious gift of being heard, being seen, being witnessed. Unquote. What a beautiful way to feel and know presence. May we all be present to one another. May it be so. Blessed be.